Today on Real Radio.
This is what God speaks to every one of you who cry out and lean upon Him. I will set you up on the high because He has known my name.
Welcome to Real Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David Jay, thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible. On today's edition of Real Radio, Pastor Jack continues now in his verse-by-verse series through the Old Testament book of 1 Samuel. We're in a mini-series taken from chapter 23, which tells us of two apparently unrelated accounts. We've already had a look at both, including another one of Saul's pursuits of David, which was, by the way, unsuccessful. The first part of the chapter, however, tells us of how David and his men rescued Keilah. That's what we're focused on now as Pastor Jack Hibbs continues in his lesson called When the Lord is in the Lead.
David was told by God, the victory is done, man. I'm going to deliver the enemy into your hands. But they had to get up and they had to go to war. They could have said, oh, really? That's cool, David. Well, then, you know, we don't want to walk that far. It's a hot day. Have the enemy come here then. Why not? No, God says, you know, get up and go. There's a practicality to faith as well. They had to act. They had to move. In verses 9 to 23, we saw also, and we left off actually in this area, when the Lord leads, we ask of God, Lord, grant us wisdom. There's the consultation in God's word. Verses 9 to 13, we learn this. It says, when David knew that Saul had plotted evil against him, now, this is amazing to me. God sends David to go to war. Watch. It's not like he's got enough in his administration to deal with here. King David, he doesn't have a throne yet. He's living in a cave because Saul's trying to kill him. So while Saul is trying to kill him, God says, oh, David, by the way, I want you to go to war. Gee, Lord, could you throw more on my plate too? Oh, that's coming. When David knew that Saul plotted evil against him, he said to Abiathar, the priest, bring the ephod here. This is the ephod that, as we talked about, the breastplate of what the priest would consult God. It's a very beautiful thing. And if I had a picture, but I'd show you. It's got 12 various stones of color. It's beautiful. And it was used by the high priest to consult with God in under the priestly order. And you can read about that in the book of Exodus. And very powerful. God would speak, as we touched on last time, with this. And so David is consulting. He's seeking God, asking Him. Verse 10 says, then David said, O Lord God of Israel, your servant has certainly heard that Saul seeks to come to Keilah to destroy the city for my sake. Will the men of Keilah deliver me into his hand? Now, David's going to go to the city to deliver it. So what do you think the answer? You think they would say, oh, David, we're so thankful that you're going to be doing this for us. Will Saul come down as your servant has heard? And the Lord God of Israel says, O Lord God of Israel, I pray, tell your servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. In other words, it's all against you, David. Hey, Christian, wait a minute. You've been tithing, you've been serving, you've been attending, you're loving God, you're doing the best you can, and apparently everything's against you. Someone's out to kill you. These guys, you know, that you're going to go down there, deliver, it's all going to turn. It's going to be, there's a lot of rumors flying around about your life. David, it doesn't look very good. Yeah, they're after you. Isn't it amazing? God could just stop the universe with a spinning thing. And God says, David, go and fight the battle. I'm going to deliver them into your hands. Great, so we're going to win the battle. How about, I don't know, how about, God, while you're at it, can you knock Saul off his pony and take care of him too? If you're going to help me and use me to destroy the Philistine army attack against Keilah, Then how about, while we're at it, God, how about let's get on a roll, you and I together, and defeat Saul at the same time? It seems economically wise. The troops are already out there. Why does this happen? I don't know why it happens. I'm going to give you victory in this area, but you're going to have a battle in the other. What is that? Christian, you ever been there? Man, how come we say, God, I got victory in this area. What's this area such a struggle for? I have enough faith for that, but I struggle with this. Interesting. I don't know the answer to that. I know that it causes me, though, to ask God, to consult God more. I'm hoping that as I get older, I'm going to wind up obtaining wisdom from it. Hope. You know? Verses 14 and 15 says, regarding wisdom, we learn this. Wisdom to know when to stand still. This is us Christians, this is our big problem. And David stayed in the strongholds in the wilderness, and he remained in the mountains in the wilderness of Ziph. Saul sought him every day. You can just change the name Saul there and put Satan sought him every day. Satan sought you every day. Satan seeks us all the time. Satan never sleeps. He never has to take a nap. He's a spirit being. He hates you. He hates us. Saul to me is a type like that when you see him pursuing David. But God, look at verse 14, latter end of verse 14. But God did not deliver him into his hand. God did not deliver David into Saul's hand. Praise the Lord for that, huh? So David saw that Saul had come out to seek his life, and David was in the wilderness of Ziph in the forest. David, listen, church, very wise. He stayed in the stronghold, waited. He remained, it says, in the mountains, even though Saul sought him every day. God would not allow Saul to have victory over David. Why? Because God had a call upon David's life. Isaiah 40, verse 31. I gave it to you last week. We need it again still. Isaiah 40, 31, fantastic verse. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. Boy, I need that in my life right now. I need that. It's not that I'm not physically tired. I need, maybe you do too, don't know. But there's a time when I tell you, I need my strength renewed. And you know what? You wanna hope it comes from, I'll take a 2-week vacation. It doesn't do it. Christian, if you haven't caught on yet, listen up carefully. Vacations are great. Take your family, enjoy them. Do it. You gotta have that time. But that's not what we're talking about here. There is a waiting upon the Lord that can take place around you when everything is going nuts at work or at home. There is a waiting that renews your strength. It is a spiritual recharge. And it has nothing to do with vacation. You can go on vacation and wind up getting worse. It's a spiritual pump. How do you get it? You wait on the Lord. Now let me encourage this insane society that you and I live in. It's not that we're just going to, you know, find a rock like Maharishi, you know, and that cross your legs like that and it's not how you get it. That's not the waiting we're talking about. It's not focusing on that harmonic convergence of the universe. Finding that pyramid power. It's not drinking that herbal shake. That's not going to do it. That won't work. There's only one way to be strengthened in the Spirit. And that is to wait upon him, and it is an attitude. It doesn't mean you stand still physically. You can, but that's not the answer. You see, well, yeah, but David was in the strongholds. They were hiding out in the caves there, in that canyon. That's true. But the word in the Hebrew here is they wait upon the Lord. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that you present yourself before God. It's a presentation of yourself. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. It's a giving of all of who you are, coming into the presence of the Lord and setting it down, so to speak, at his feet and hearing from him. This whole chapter is about hearing from God. You hear from him, your strength is bolstered, and you can, listen, mount up with wings as eagles. What does Isaiah 40:31 say? They shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. Doesn't that sound wonderful? Remember when we were young little kids and you could run? Remember when it was really windy when you were a kid? Did you do this? Were you as weird as I was? When it was really windy, I remember loving. I was really fast when I was a little kid. I could really run. And I remember just running. When the winds would blow, I would run head first, you know, into the wind. And I loved the sound and the feel of the wind against my ears and my face. It was, oh man, I don't know. I remember like it was yesterday. It's like you could just run into eternity like that. Just run into into heaven. It was awesome. They'll run. They won't grow weary. It's like, this is spiritual stuff. He's not talking about the marathon. He's talking about spiritual endurance. God will grant that to you. Oh, Jack, I need that. I need that. Present your case before him. Here's the beautiful thing. It takes no energy to present your case before him. If anything, it takes an absolute complete undoing to present your case before him. Wisdom. Listen, what was David thinking at such an hour? We know. What wisdom, as God was leading, we know what David was thinking. Mark it down. Awesome chapter. Psalm 91. He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, He is my refuge. Listen, this is David speaking to his soul. I love it. In another place, David says, why so cast down are you, O my soul? He would talk to himself. It's a good thing. He is my refuge, David says to himself. Come on, you know, slap, slap, wake up out of it. He's my refuge. It's my fortress, my God. In him I will trust. Surely he shall deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the perilous pestilence. He shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. His truth shall be your shield and your buckler. You shall not be afraid of the terror by night, or the terrorist by night, nor of the arrow that flies by day, nor of the pestilence that walks in darkness, nor of the destruction that lies at waste at noonday. 1,000 may fall at your right side, and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Only with your eyes shall you look and see the reward of the wicked. Because you have made the Lord, who is my refuge, even the Most High, your dwelling place. Man, verse 9. Psalm 91, verse 9. If I was going to battle in Iraq, I'd have that airbrushed on my helmet. No evil shall befall you, nor shall any plague come near your dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. In their hands they shall bear you up, lest you dash your foot against a stone. You shall tread upon the lion and the cobra, the young lion and the serpent shall trample underfoot, because he has set his love upon me. God has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. This is the Lord speaking. This is God speaking. Listen, God is speaking in verse 14. Because Junior has set his love upon me, therefore I will deliver him. Isn't that great? I will set him on high. This is what God speaks to the psalmist. This is what God speaks to every one of you who cry out and lean upon him. I will set you up on the high because he has known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life, I will satisfy him and show him my salvation. That is awesome. That is the word of God to every believer. And it's more sweet as the hour grows late, isn't it? And then finally, when the Lord is in the lead, we learn in verses 24 to 29 that the Lord will be mighty on our behalf. Verse 24 and 25, so they, the men of Ziph, arose and went to Ziph before Saul, but David and his men were in the wilderness of Maon, in the plain on the south of Heshmon. Verse 25, when Saul and his men went to seek David, they told David, therefore he went down to the rock and stayed in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued David in the wilderness of Maon. What do we learn about this? The Lord is mighty, yes. But we commit our best unto the Lord. David is taking action. He's on the move. He's doing the right thing. He's following God. Continuing on, verse 26. Then Saul went on one side of the mountain and David and his men on the other side. So David made haste to get away from Saul. That's not a lack of faith. He's being wise. He's doing the right thing. It's the only thing he can do. For Saul and his men were encircling David and his men to take them. I'm going to come back to this as we end. Let's keep going here for a second. Verse 27. But a messenger came to Saul saying, hasten and come, for the Philistines have invaded the land. This is a military distraction. Now, do you think that God knew how to get Saul off of David's back? A messenger comes. Hey, the Philistines are now after our land. Well, Saul says, I better give up on chasing David. Better go back and protect the homeland. Therefore, Saul returned from pursuing David and went against the Philistines. So they called that place the Rock of Escape. And then David went up from there and dwelt in the strongholds of En-Gedi. Strongholds of En-Gedi, an amazingly barren place, beautiful. We took some photographs there the last time. Amazing. But what a wilderness. Man, when you talk En-Gedi, you are talking a wilderness area. The day that we were there, it was early in the morning. The temperature, we've been told that the temperature in this location in the summer has reached temperatures nearing 140 degrees. From this region, though, David is going to go. We're going to hear about it next time when David goes up to the cave. That's in the Valley of the Goats. It's an oasis. It's a beautiful place. You say, "Were you there?" Yeah, there. Amazing. It's tucked away in a canyon. And it'll blow your mind how God had this little wilderness that's there to this day, an oasis. It's awesome. And one year, I know that, I remember Eric was in the water, Tom and I, we got in the water. This bear, you'd think, well, there's nothing alive in this whole area. We went up this canyon, and the waterfall's coming out, and there's this pool, and where the temperatures get up to these incredible levels, there's ferns and moss growing out of the rocks. See, you got to be kidding me. I'm not kidding. It's amazing. And guess what? As we'll see next time, it's in the Valley of the Goats. Guess what lives there? These incredible goats. We wouldn't call them goats. We would call them impalas. They look just like, they have these massive rack of horns, and they're huge things. And they're all over. Still to the thousands of years later, they're still there. But I want to end with this. We must rest in the Lord. You've got to rest in the Lord. You guys, David is our example. Everything looks like it's against him. Everything seems to be apparently coming apart at the seams. But God's got a perfect plan. The Lord is on the move. This is encouraging. David's on the run. He's hiding out. Saul's trying to kill him. He's fighting battles. It's a ragtag team of guys he's got. Doesn't look good. But David has learned a great strength, and that is to listen to the voice of the Lord and to consult the Lord in all that he does. That is a great, great victory. That if you and I do that, if this church does this, if your family does this, you'll never fail. You will never fail. My friend, you cannot fail. If you're saying, well, Pastor Jack, I got this decision to make and I'm waiting upon the Lord and I haven't heard from him yet and I have the option to wait, you know what? What should I do? Wait. Wait. When we don't wait upon the Lord and we run ahead of God, we get a bloody nose. We get hurt. We call the shot, we get bloody. If we wait, we can never outwait God, never. Even if you're not sure, well, I'm not sure, I'm going to wait a little bit more. God will wait for you too. He'll just, okay, hold the universe. He's consulting me, you know. That's okay. You can never outwait God. It's so good. You can outrun God and get in big trouble. But you can never outwait him. He will wait with you. He won't run with you. He'll wait with you. Okay? If you run, you're going to get a smashed up face. And sometimes we're like that as Christians. Man, I got to do that. Why? I got to go. I got to do that. I got to make this decision. Whoa, man, watch out. There could be a spiritual bang on your head. And you could get hurt.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Radio, in a lesson called When the Lord is in the Lead. It's actually a mini-series that takes a look at chapter 23 of 1 Samuel. It's part of Pastor Jack's fascinating verse-by-verse look at this Old Testament historical book. And we'll continue with more on tomorrow's edition of Real Radio. And remember now, this broadcast outreach of Real Radio is just part of a bigger ministry. You can hear, watch, and read messages by Pastor Jack as well. We have television programs, topical studies, commentaries, devotionals, podcasts if you'd like, and you can have it all at your fingertips with the smartphone app called Real Life with Jack Hibbs. Real Life with Jack Hibbs, of course, happens to be the same name as our television program, and all you have to do is go to your app store and download it for free. This one-stop shop features Words to the Wise. That, of course, is Pastor Jack's devotional, which you can get in your email box. Our Real Radio podcasts are available, topical lessons from Scripture, verse-by-verse studies, and, of course, our Monday night TV program that bears that same title as the app itself, Real Life with Jack Hibbs. I've got it on my smartphone, and it sure makes things easy to follow. It really does. Just go to your app store for Real Life with Jack Hibbs, the free app for your smartphone or your tablet. Of course, to learn more, you can always visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. And our telephone number, should you need it, 877-RR-RADIO, 877-RR-RADIO. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio and made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at reallifewithjackhibbs.org, reallifewithjackhibbs.org. I'm David J. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in His Word. We'll see you next time. This program has been sponsored by Real Radio.